For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Give up. Don't ever give up.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Backlash in Arizona over the state Supreme Court's ruling upholding the Civil War era abortion law, even from Donald Trump, who now says states should decide abortion access.
Former President Donald Trump says Arizona's 1864 abortion ban goes too far. Trump says with the fall of Roe v. Wade, for which he proudly takes credit, the will of the people will now prevail.
And now the states are handling it, and some have handled it very well, and the others will end up handling it very well.
In Arizona, abortion rights activists are aiming to put the issue on the ballot in November, a move that would likely boost Democratic voter turnout in that pivotal swing state. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden hosting Japan's prime minister at the White House, both countries pledging to expand a military alliance in the Indo-Pacific region. Consumer prices edged up in March, 3.5% higher than the same time last year. Many Americans seeing rising costs when it comes to shelter and gas. This is ABC News. The FAA is investigating bombshell claims from a new Boeing whistleblower, the employee pointing to structural issues, which he says could cause parts of the 787 Dreamliner's fuselage to break apart. ABC's Gio Benitez has more details.
One of his biggest claims, that parts of the plane's fuselage are being fastened together improperly. That engineer, Sam Salapour, speaking out overnight.
I'm doing this not because I want Boeing to fail, but because I want it to succeed.
Salapour has not yet provided any documented evidence, and Boeing is firing back in a lengthy statement, saying in part, these claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate.
Salapour is scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill next week. Millions of Muslims around the world marking the end of the Islamic holy month Ramadan and celebrating Eid. After a month of fasting, Eid signifies the breaking of the fast. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It doesn't get much better than this. Bright and beautiful sunny skies today, with high temperatures soaring 20 degrees above our average highs, flirting with 70 degrees. Clouds will thicken tonight as spotty showers push in overnight. Even a few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 67 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Former President Donald Trump wants Wisconsin's elections administrator removed. Called for the firing of Megan Wolf during a Tuesday call-in to the regular Joe show on WTAQ Green Bay.
Well, I've heard so much about Megan Wolf, and it's like unanimous. She shouldn't be there.
Trump repeated false claims about his 2020 loss to Joe Biden in Wisconsin and said Republicans need to remove Wolf. Closing arguments are underway in the St. Croix County trial of 54-year-old Nikolai Mew. The Minnesota man is accused of fatally stabbing a teenager and wounding four others on western Wisconsin's Apple River in 2022. Statewide tornado drills are scheduled for Thursday in Wisconsin. They'll start at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondence around Wisconsin.
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service here in Epoch Certified Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a review of the city audit, discussion and possible action on accepting the Public Administration Associates contract for the administrator search, rezoning the vacant lots on the 300 block of 2nd Avenue East from residential to central business district, and providing a letter of support to Pepin County in their efforts to purchase the bike trail from Xcel Energy. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on the live streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. The man on trial for the 2022 stabbing in the Apple River told the jury yesterday he felt he had no choice but to defend himself. Nikolai Mu spent most of the day yesterday answering questions in his murder trial. He told the jury he was simply trying to get away from a group of teens who were harassing him and eventually fighting with him in the river 2 years ago. Mu is charged with killing one of those teens and injuring 4 others. Prosecutors question why Mu brought a knife with him when he was snorkeling for a missing phone. Closing arguments in the case are scheduled to start today. State Senator Jeff Smith is supporting Governor Evers' request for a special meeting of the Joint Committee on Finance to approve the $15 million to address the HSHS hospital closures and also to release funds to curb PFAS pollution. In a statement yesterday, Smith said, quote, "We don't have the luxury of dragging our feet with the hospital closures in the Chippewa Valley. This should have been done already, and there's no excuse for the delay," unquote. The $15 million grant funding for Chippewa Valley health care providers was passed into law in March. The Department of Health Services submitted their request to Joint Finance immediately, and the committee has had over a month to release the funding. It was a lucky weekend for a handful of people across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Lottery says five people won big jackpots in five separate cities over the weekend. That included two winning $150,000 Powerball tickets that were sold in Black River Falls and Toma for Saturday's drawing. Then on Sunday, the lottery says a winning $350,000 Super Cash ticket was sold in Stevens Point, and a $100,000 all-or-nothing ticket was sold in La Crosse. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Mondovi City Council has passed a resolution asking the State Department of Transportation to move up the reconstruction of Highway 10 in Mondovi. The project was originally scheduled for 2026, but the state DOT now says the project will be done in 2030. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss believes the road won't last for another 6 years.
The road is deteriorating, and I'm not convinced that, you know, it can withstand another 6 years, yet alone 3 to 5 years. So we want to work with the state to see if we can get that project moved up, and then also coordinate with the utility and the street department here. We've got a good amount of infrastructure that's below grade, wastewater, the sewer, the water lines, the there's a lot of communication lines and power lines that are part of the utility, resident utilities in the area as well. So a lot of that stuff is going to need to be addressed. There's probably going to be some discussion in regards to turn lanes and drainage. There's some water that builds up on the west side of town here. So a lot of moving parts on this one, and we just need to work with the state to get more of a finite date.
When the project does start, it would be a complete replacement of Highway 10 through the entire city of Mondovi. A Wabasha woman has pled guilty of stealing more than $3.7 million from her employer and $17,000 from a vulnerable adult. 61-year-old Sharon Smulrit pleaded guilty to one charge of theft of property over $35,000 and agreed to pay back over $3.7 million to her former employer, National Chemical in Lewiston, in exchange for a 5-year probation sentence, and the charges of financial exploitation of a vulnerable adult were dismissed. According to authorities, she had an online relationship with a man claiming he was owed $7 million for overseas work. She sent him money expecting that she would be reimbursed. A judge wants another competency hearing for the woman accused of driving through Chippewa Falls' Christmas decorations. Ebony Hudson was in court for a hearing yesterday. She claimed she was competent last December when she drove through the display at Irvine Park. She's also accused of ramming into a city truck that blocked her as she tried to drive away. Prosecutors have never offered a motive for the attack on the Christmas decorations. The judge yesterday said he wants another doctor to examine Hudson again. Governor Evers scuttled the latest plan to deal with PFAS contamination in the state. The governor vetoed the proposal from Republican lawmakers because he said it included a loophole for polluters. Republicans say the governor's definition of a polluter includes anyone who finds PFAS contamination on their land or in their water, even if the chemicals came from somewhere else. Lawmakers say they want to focus on cleaning Wisconsin's drinking water. They accuse the governor of wanting to sue people. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
A Marine veteran walked from Minnesota to Texas to view the total solar eclipse. Daniel Crawford began his walk on February 3rd in Austin, calling it a 1,000-mile gratitude walk. Crawford said he turned to alcohol after leaving active duty in 1995 and then struggled with drinking until 2022 when he discovered the Duluth-based nonprofit 23rd Veteran. He says he walked through six states to spread a message of hope to those he met, while also raising money for the organization that helped him become sober. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Passing is taxing at Texas. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can Ryan Blaney prove he earned the NASCAR crown? Can Denny Hamlin shut up the haters? Can Bubba Wallace handle the heat? Is William Byron a shooting star? Is Ross Chastain a rock star? Is Chase Elliott a superstar? Okay, okay, let's all take a deep breath. Because once we peel out, there's no looking back. You ready? The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Busch Light of Texas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Ross Chastain captured his first Texas Motor Speedway top five last season, finishing runner-up to winner William Byron. According to the Trackhouse Racing pilot, the Fort Worth facility is one of the toughest places to overtake another competitor on the entire NASCAR Cup Series circuit.
Racetrack-wise, of course, we all wish we could do more there. I wish I could pass more. It's truly one of the hardest tracks to pass, in my opinion. So it makes... When I get a pass done, I like sometimes physically celebrate in the car on the next straightaway because I just did it. I did the what I thought was impossible. Yeah, timing that out, and then as it ages, hopefully it opens up a little bit more.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
The NFL today made it official. The Packers will open the season against the Eagles on Friday, September 6th in Brazil. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Matchup will be streamed on Peacock and will also be available on over-the-air broadcast television stations in the local Green Bay and Philadelphia markets. Longtime Green Bay Phoenix women's basketball coach Kevin Borseth retired today after 37 years as a collegiate head coach. His 821 victories ranked 16th among all Division I women's basketball coaches in total wins. Antetokounmpo reportedly dodged a bullet when it comes to his Achilles. Tests show no damage there, but he still has a strained calf to deal with. Bucks have 3 games left in the regular season, starting with a home game against Orlando tonight. Brewers and Reds get after it again tonight. Game 3 of their 4 game set in Cincy. Wade Miley opened the season on the disabled list, but returns to make his first start of the season tonight. And Steve Stricker will officially return to defend his AmFam Championship title. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Baseball no-nos plus boys lacrosse rankings are out as spring sports continue on. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
The 2024 high school baseball season remains a bit of a slow start, with weather impacting things once again last week. The weather is warmer and hopefully more conducive to on-field action, but there were some teams that got games in last week. Pewaukee's Grayson Zack tossed a 5-inning no-hitter against Pius Catholic on Friday night, striking out 11 of 16 batters he faced as the Pirates scored a 10-0 victory. That same night, Seneca's Jack Gallagher struck out 13 batters en route to a complete game no-hitter over River Ridge as the Indians took home a 6-0 win. At the Wisconsin State Indoor Track and Field meet at UW-Whitewater on Saturday, Iola Scandinavia sophomore Jensen Rice showed off his impressive speed. He won the 60-meter hurdles with a time of 8.28 seconds and also took second in the 60-meter dash, just 6 thousandths of a second behind the winner. Janesville Parker senior Caden Brandenburg set a new meet record in the 400 with a time of 48.58 seconds. Our friends at Wisconsin High School Lacrosse have released an updated top 10 for the sport of boys lacrosse. Wanakee leads the way as the number one team, followed in the top 5 by Kettle Moraine, Middleton, Hudson, and Homestead. Of note, Wanakee and Middleton square off Monday night in a big early season showcase game. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Becoming a volunteer hunter education instructor is a great way to shape the future of hunting in Wisconsin, get teaching experience, work closely with the Department of Natural Resources, and engage your local community. The DNR is seeking new volunteer hunter education instructors. I'll tell you how you can get involved when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home.
Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers passionate about promoting safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices to serve as hunter education instructors. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across the Badger State. These efforts have helped make hunting a much safer activity, including a 95% decrease in hunting-related incidents since the start of the program. Interested volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for at least two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. For details on becoming a volunteer instructor, contact the outdoor skills trainer in your area. To find one, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search outdoor skills trainers. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It doesn't get much better than this. Bright and beautiful sunny skies today, with high temperatures soaring 20 degrees above our average highs, flirting with 70 degrees. Clouds will thicken tonight as spotty showers push in overnight. Even a few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 67 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and we're going to talk about some really interesting in the fact that we've got some unknown that was sold for beans this morning. That was good news there. We've got a lot of positioning ahead of the USDA report. We know CPI came out with some numbers this morning. But then what's going on with this wheat complex? We're going to dive into that and a whole lot more today as Heather Ramsey joins us. Heather, of course, with the ARC group. So let's start with this 254,000 bushel purchase that came from an unknown for soybeans. Granted, it's next marketing year, but sure nice to see a sale.
Yeah, it's a pretty big tonnage of soybeans for like an individual sale. Lately, it's been somewhere in that like 120,000 to 150,000, you know, ton sale size, you know, quantity kind of volume discussion. So it's significantly bigger on an individualized basis. There's definitely some speculation that this is China or maybe potentially an Asian country somewhere over in that neck of the woods. At this point, I don't know that it really matters per se. Like, just seeing some export sales on soybeans is very positive for us, because that kind of plays into what we're looking for report-wise tomorrow. Not that that sale specifically will be reflected in tomorrow's report, but the discussion is that USDA is probably going to lower our export for soybeans. Now, I will say, I argue that, well, that's fine, USDA, go ahead and lower the export numbers, because we know that they've been a little bit lower and they've been off of pace from last year. However, I don't know that USDA is going to give us the credit where we need it as far as domestic crush usage on soybeans. So interesting to see that soybean sale this morning and have virtually no market reaction to that. We're too concerned with trading this potential bearish number from USDA tomorrow. So that, unfortunately, even though that was a great a great sale. We're not seeing the market reflect too heavily on that from a soybean standpoint.
Do you have any early thoughts or guesstimates when it comes to this report out tomorrow?
Yeah, I definitely think there is a mounting bias that USDA is going to come in and actually tweak the corn numbers as far as domestic usage on corn. They sort of like the numbers that USDA has been using for corn is quite comical when you look at what's been actually happening as far as domestic usage, both in ethanol and then in the feeding side of the complex. I mean, cattle have been worth a lot of money, Susan. So there is a lot of cattle going in. There's a lot of cattle getting fed. And that writing should have kind of been on the wall given the price action that was going on over in the livestock complex. And so far, they haven't really made any adjustments to that feed number. Same thing when you look at ethanol. Other than our couple weeks where we pulled back because of really, really cold weather, it slowed down grind, this ethanol complex has just been on a tear as far as grind goes on the corn side of the equation. So we're looking to see those domestic numbers come up a total of anywhere from 75 to 100 million bushels. That's not even then talking about the fact that our corn export numbers are almost 40% ahead on sales versus last year. So that's not even talking about putting those changes, down to paper tomorrow. So it looks like corn should be a positive report for us. There is a lot of debate on what soybeans could be. If they're just focusing on our lack of exports, that's going to hurt us. I think if they were to pair our lack of exports with our increase in domestic crush on soybeans, that should be a fairly neutral report. We're pretty much making up for what we haven't sold total on soybeans with what we are crushing there in all of our processing, specifically when you look at what goes into the biofuel demand that's higher, those kinds of things. So really, it looks like best case scenario, soybean numbers would be fairly neutral. Worst case scenario, they're just factoring in the drop in our export sales, and that's going to be bearish. And I think that's why we see beans finishing off about 11 cents today. Wheat tomorrow, I kind of feel like your guess is as good as mine. I know there's some sentiment out there that, wheat could be bearish just because of the overall current crop condition versus the last couple years. It's the overall stocks that are sitting kind of around the U.S. And then if you look at the world. But, I just never really feel like taking a bet on wheat. The last couple years, I've really just kind of jerked around that market so much. I think it's hard to really do much from a prediction standpoint in wheat. There could be some serious new crop problems looming from a weather standpoint that may override what goes on with tomorrow's report with wheat.
Any inkling to what that, expand on that a little bit more for us?
As far as weather issues go, I mean, unfortunately, I feel like in Nebraska, we talk about this more regularly now than I ever wanted to, but it is dry in the northern, western, any plains, really actually just pick the plains and say it's dry. It's been really dry. Lots of drying will be going on even more so this week because it's going to get hot in the northern plains and the central plains. Then if you go look at kind of that EU region, Russia, Ukraine, that region in there, super hot, super dry again over there. I think we're approaching, I want to say we're getting close to approaching two solid weeks of dryness in some really key areas over in that, Black Sea EU region. And so there's a growing concern that, sure, quality has started good, but boy, we could really, erode this quality and this condition really, really fast if this is the kind of weather pattern that sticks around.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell on this Wednesday afternoon. More's coming up. Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Heather Ramsey. Of course, Heather is with the ARC Group. So we were talking kind of over a break, and you brought up that we talked about the beans positioning, obviously, earlier in this segment, but talking about changes with Brazil, do we expect any to come our way?
Well, I think everyone's very hopeful that tomorrow's CONAB numbers that get released, then from a WASDE standpoint, that we may start to see some changes in WASDE. Like, those numbers are very, very far apart right now. So CONAB, or I call it CONAB, maybe I'm totally wrong, but that's the Brazilian experts. Those are Brazil's version of USDA, essentially, who give their estimates for what's going on crop-wise in corn and soybeans specifically. That's what I watch. And so lately, the last few reports, we've seen this huge division between what CONAB is estimating soybean crop at and what WASDE is estimating soybean crop at. And the latest number has it at an 8.2 million metric ton gap. That's a really big gap. You know, like a million? Sure. You know, that's like almost a clerical error at this point, right? But to be 8.2 million metric tons difference, that's a big spread. So we're looking to see if what CONAB releases tomorrow and what WASDE releases tomorrow, do they get any closer? And if they get closer, who's changed? Has CONAB gone up? Has USDA come down? I think what's interesting about what's going on in Brazil is I've been in the cash grain world. So I look at these cash grain bids in Brazil. What we're seeing is a trend of cash soy bids coming up, which, you know, if we're looking at that from a standpoint, what's contributing to that? Well, basis, you know, from a standpoint of what goes into cash, basis has really gotten hot. So that pretty much means they're scrambling to try to get a hold of these beans in Brazil. When do you struggle to get a hold of beans during harvest? Well, when it's short. So there definitely is an expectation that this crop is short, so to speak. The question is, how short is it versus last year? How short is it versus the WASDE number? So I think it'll be interesting. I know there's a lot of hope that we'll get some changes to clarify the situation tomorrow in our April WASDE. I kind of lean towards, we've been kicking the can down the row. We've been talking about April, May is when we know for sure. I'm a little bit pessimistic that they kick the can down the road again until May before they give us any final, you know, corrections or numbers from the WASDE standpoint. So that's potential for tomorrow. But like I said, the market itself is leaning towards showing premium that would make it look like that soybean production is lower than expectations, probably lower than last year. By how much is the biggest question?
Well, as you look at the calendar, it's the 10th of April, kind of an important day because it's time to get those planters, if you can, and should you get them into the field, because April 10th is the go to plant day.
Yeah, it's green light day. It is time to go. So we definitely have planters rolling down by me here in the southern edge of Nebraska. And we've had guys just across the border in Kansas. You know, they've been going for about another 5 days ahead of us. I do know that this puts pretty much everybody in the field of this primary growing area. I think where it's dry, planters are rolling. I know the further east you go, there was a system that rolled through Illinois here last week, and it dumped a bunch of rain in a lot of places. And so those guys over there, you know, I kind of laugh. They're delayed. Well, they're not really behind, but they did have a little bit more rain than maybe what they wanted last week in order to just get rolling right on that April 5th or April 10th date. So, yeah, there's a lot of movement, a lot of activity going. I have heard numerous reports, though, that the ground is still pretty cold. I would imagine, though, with the forecast coming through the next several days, 70s and 80s and maybe a 90 somewhere in this state, ground's going to warm up pretty quickly. So we're definitely going to see planting progress pretty hot and heavy through the next couple weeks.
Man, we're going to go from heat to air conditioning in just a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
So I saw an article, and you talked about this in the first half a little bit, but you were talking about domestic ethanol demand. What about the fact that I saw that there's some ethanol folks that have submitted asking for the permanent removal of Brazil's tariff on imported U.S. ethanol?
The idea that U.S. ethanol could be imported into Brazil tariff-free would be amazing for U.S. production. I think some of that stems from the fact that Brazil is so ethanol dependent and ethanol forward in their fuel usage and consumption. You actually, you know, having been there myself, you'll see, you know, all of public transportation in your major cities run on 100% ethanol. You actually see that cars and, you know, personal vehicles are, you know, programmed and computerized to figure out what their fuel mix is actually on the fly.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can check us out online at agrisconsulting.net.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by the Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. At the end of March, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized new emissions requirements for heavy-duty trucks beginning in 2027. And while the EPA is proud to tout them as the, quote, world's toughest, biofuels advocates say they missed the mark. I'll be back with more after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen into this special Field View edition where experts from John Deere share how to prep your planter for spring. They offered plenty of insights into how to prep your planter for the season, where to look for wear points, and address some other concerns about keeping the planters rolling during this critical period in the field.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
It was nearly a year ago, in April of 2023, that the EPA issued their first update to the emissions requirements for heavy-duty trucks from model years 2027 through 2032. These regulations cover heavy-duty vehicles used for work like delivery, utility, and garbage trucks, school buses, and all types of semi-tractor units. The move, as part of the EPA's broader Clean Trucks plan, aims to cut trucking-related greenhouse gas emissions by 1 billion tons by 2050. And despite pushback from trucking and biofuels groups, the EPA finalized those regulations last week. The agency says the final rule allows truck buyers to access a range of technology to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and that eventually the requirements in the law will save truck operators money as fuel efficiency grows. But the trucking industry isn't buying it. Two of the major trucking associations, the American Trucking Association and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, have urged the EPA to slam the brakes on these new rules. Chris Spear, president of the ATA, said, quote, "The timelines and targets in this rule are simply unachievable. Truckers move 73% of the U.S. economy, and this will have an impact on everything we pay and everything we need." Todd Spencer, representing independent owners as president of OIDA, said, quote, "Once again, the EPA has largely ignored the warnings and concerns raised by truckers in this latest rule." Both groups have said the new requirements could be a potential roadblock for the U.S. economy and supply chains, citing concerns about high costs of electric semi-trucks and the lack of infrastructure to get those trucks across the country while fully loaded. Some critics say the EPA could accomplish much of their environmental goals more quickly by embracing renewable fuels, rather than promoting an expensive technology like batteries, which require extensive mining in remote areas for rare earth minerals and don't have a great track record of performance in the cold. I'll have the biofuel perspective when we come back.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Yes, in addition to concerns from trucking groups, the Clean Fuels Alliance America also objected to the EPA's new heavy truck emissions requirements, saying EPA's rule flatly dismisses biodiesel and renewable diesel, the lowest cost and most widely available options to reduce emissions immediately. EPA should recognize the role that these fuels play in meeting our emissions standards. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-40s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, the wind picks up, and a few showers around for the afternoon and evening. A high to the upper 50s. Sun's back and breezy Friday, high around 60. Sunshine in 70s for the weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Move slowly to my dresser drawers, put my blue jeans on, find my cowboy boots, my button down, strap my timepiece, on my arm. Grab my billfold, my pocket change, just mind the soul routine. Then it's out the door and down the street. It's not really me. I still comb my hair the same, still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank's still on. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. Coffee in the morning, it's just food for the brain. But I've been numb since our last goodbyes, haven't felt a thing. But now there's pains in my head and pains in my chest. I think I'm losing my head. I'm half a man with half. I think you didn't care. I still comb my hair the same, still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank still on. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. Lights are on, but nobody's home. Since you left, says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, nobody's home. The lights are on, nobody's home. May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, wears your ball cap backwards, kind of place you can't wait to leave, but nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the Tupac. Before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Watch a marching band play with the hardest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of famous ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the Tupac. Before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in.
get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one, walk away wiser when we crashed one, keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but he'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want, but she'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na. Whoa. Now, I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box of Cuban cigars, and I smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch in a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back, basking in it, I'll be okay with what I've done. Still having fun.
That's right.
Cause I don't need too much of nothing. I just wanna sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything.
some nights on the jagged